Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Commands here in the front court. Kuminga gets it. Bounce pass to Draymond. Shovel to Curry. Chased by Vincent. Bumping all the way in the paint. Throws it over to Draymond. He attacks the paint. Comes across the lane. Feeds Kuminga. Three to shoot. Got to take a corner. Three under duress. And he hit it. DeAndre Ayton was right there. But Kuminga got a good release on it. 4 of 9 from the floor now.
Dub Nation, this is Will Richard, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Will!
All right, I like him now.
Who went up for Dibs and Goo? Yeah.
Congratulations, you're better than Wiseman and Butler.
No, Wiseman started, baby. Put this some respect on his name. He came in and started.
Who's the guy? Nah, Wiseman said Steeny.
Steeny.
It's Jermichael Green with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
Yeah. All right. I text Whitley to try to clear up the Draymond thing. I'll text Brownie. Well, we got to get him on the show, man. We can't be the show at the station. We're the most toxic show. I know that. But we can't be the show he says, I ain't cutting one.
Can I be honest with you?
We give him love, too.
I don't know why it happened. And according to sources, Draymond cut liners?
Yeah, that's like a rejoin.
He cut a liner for the morning show and Willard and Dibs, but not our show. But here's this. Now this becomes very important.
Then we're putting up numbers.
Goo, I'm asking you.
Let it go.
I
can't.
Please don't beg him. That's
I'm
asking. Please don't beg him. There's a pride that comes with that. There's a pride that comes with that. We don't need him.
And I got a source saying that ain't how it went. He might not have been asked to cut one for us. So,
or he just forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evan, it'll work out, Goo.
Yeah. My hair long today, huh?
I like it. You should grow it out.
But when a white guy and a black Oscar guy have Gamble. A conversation, hey, that's my guy, too. Dr. J had the best fro, though. Dr. J was the original Snoop Dogg
Oscar
without
Gamble.
The marijuana, Evan.
Oscar Gamble.
Yeah, he had swag before we knew what swag was.
Don't sleep on Bobby Tolan. He had a big one, too.
The afro. You ever have a friend with an afro growing up? The fact
Donnie Coleman.
You really got to think hard about this one.
Donnie Coleman.
I'm like, damn, Steiny, where you live?
Donnie Coleman.
Okay, you
kept
got it.
Short. Okay. Jeff Cotton kept it short.
So, no.
Charles White kept it short.
Well, you got brothers, though,
Steiny.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Let's go to, all right. Giants have hired a manager, Tony Vitello. He's the 40th manager in club history, and he's coming from the University of Tennessee. Tennessee is going to be the first Major League Baseball managerial hire without any professional baseball playing experience or managing or coaching experience.
I would like to know, and you mentioned Posey in college, mm-hmm. how long they've known each other and when they met. Like, this is a big ask and a privilege for Vitello to get this job. And, Stoudy, why do I love he's the first one? You know? It's like, damn. Moses Malone, the first one out of high school, right?
He just...
That's the first one I heard. Moses never went to college. He got drafted.
I can't remember if he was before or after Bill Willoughby.
Well, definitely hadn't heard of him.
Willoughby played for the Hawks.
Yeah.
Well, he's only been at Tennessee for 8 years, so it's not like he played against him when he was in the SEC against Tennessee. I'm sure he's just got a stellar reputation and
won a national championship, Stoney, in 2024. Earned, get this, 6 NCAA regional appearances and 5 super regional appearances. And 3 men college World Series appearances, 21, 23, and 24. So I can't wait. And I was asking about the presser. It'll be next Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got a lot of phone calls to make. Let's go to Coach in Vallejo.
There he is. I said he had to call today.
How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah.
First, call my name. And Goo, first I'd like to say you were spot on. No, we don't need to call in and say I told you so.
No doubt,
because,
man.
And you were right on the button, so I'm not going to do that. But, all he needs to do is play all the time. And Draymond even reiterated that. He said the worst thing you can do now is put him back down.
Wow.
Okay? Now, Draymond said that in his post. He said you got to reward him. Draymond said that in his press conference. Now, why he's playing Goo? Do you remember Joe Lacob said he had a talk with Steve Kerr, and he said he'd like to see Kuminga play 25 minutes a game for several games. He had that conversation. Lacob said that himself. I watched him say it. When your boss suggests something, when your boss suggests you guys talk about the 49ers,
yeah, no
whatever,
doubt.
They don't tell you that. They don't tell you directly, but they said they make that little recommendation. So Kuminga's going to get his 25 minutes a game for probably the next 20 games, okay? So that's that. Also, too, what I like to add, give Kuminga credit, okay? Let's not nitpick everything, but give him credit for the lob pass he threw to Jimmy Butler on the run.
Nice.
That was a thing of beauty. That was just outstanding. Kuminga is doing all the right things out there right now. Let's give the young man credit. Let's not give the coaches all the credit. Give the players some of the credit. They're the one that's executing out there, okay? So I would like to see Kuminga continue to play like this, and I would like to let Kerr needs to relax, okay? He needs to relax and let Kuminga play his game. Kerr's not used to that type of athlete. Kerr hasn't had an athlete like Kuminga in the pros. He never had a leaper. He had the Durant. He had the shooter, Steph and Clay. He never had a high flyer like Kuminga. Mm. I don't think Kerr knows how to coach that type of player. I really don't. Kerr's not perfect, okay? But he's got Stackhouse. Stackhouse was that type of player. He needs to listen to Stack. And I think he's helping Kuminga probably just as much as Butler.
Mm. Appreciate the call, Coach.
Good stuff, Coach. Yeah, I hadn't heard the Joe Lacob parts, Donnie. I mean, because... up until he was getting the DMPs, I always felt like even on a bad day, Kuminga's going to get 20 to 25 before he got hurt last year before Jimmy Butler was here. But I hadn't heard that. But, again, I mean, the Warriors are 1-0. Steiny, if you're telling me you guarantee me health, I'm putting this team up with anybody. And I just believe that. The moxie, the know-how, the execution. It's not going to be all perfect. But if you're telling me we're back possibly in strength and numbers – I'm here for it, man. Yeah. I really am, and I am curious to see if he gets to start tomorrow. And if he's not, I'm not going to come in here, he didn't start. But, man, you would think if that is a byproduct of what you cited about him trying, Kuminga, that is, playing the right way in the preseason, and I was sitting back with my feet on the table just like, yeah, right. But, man, this could be something we see moving forward.
Kuminga was asked last night about his defensive job on Luka.
I think for my past 4 years I've been here, they'll just give me those type of assignments, going out there, guarding the best players, and Luke being one of them. You know, I just try to go out there and just defend without fouling. Just trying to make his life a little bit harder. You know, he's still one of the best players in this league. You know, I'm not going to stop him every single time. Going out there, try to bother him. He's a great player. You know, just focusing on that assignment and trying to do my best. And I think just going forward, that's pretty much my assignment, doing those type of things, just making sure I don't foul, and that's it.
All right, Kuminga on Luka last night.
And all you can do to that Luka dude is, I mean, Stoudy, my mouth was on the floor, man. I already know I came in a couple years ago when he was with Dallas and went off saying how much I was infatuated with his game. But I just love, and James Harden's one of them in his prime, to give offensively skilled dudes and defense, because I like defense, Stoudy, their props. That dude was amazing last night, man. I'm just sorry. The skinny version. Dude is just good at the game of basketball.
When he's got the ball in his hands, he's really good. When he's got the ball in his hands, he's a really, really good player.
I give you that. I ain't mad at you.
When he's got the ball in his hands.
Come on, Steiny.
What?
You didn't.
Help me out.
I know you don't like his game, but
forget
who else is supposed to throw the ball to on that team?
Because it ain't Aiden with bad. Those are the worst hands ever.
Now Aiden stinks, but you loved him.
I was wrong
a minute ago.
But I told you a week ago. I've been seeing he couldn't catch a cold in a. You know what I'm talking about. He's good and skilled
with the ball in his hand. He's a magician. How does he move without the ball?
It's almost like I don't care.
Well, exactly, you don't. But that's the difference between a guy like him and a guy like Curry.
Yeah, no doubt.
You can only play one way with Luka Doncic.
Harden was that way too, man.
Exactly. And I give Harden way more credit than Luka, because Harden lost to those Warrior teams that were unbelievable.
Yeah, he took him to the
the brink.
But the ability to...
Oh, yeah, he's a great offensive player with a ball. There's no doubt, dude. What do you want me to tell you?
No one's saying he's better than Curry, though.
You're talking about him like he's, I don't know.
It truly is amazing to
he is a great player with the ball in his hands. What is so mean about that?
Look
how you're smiling as I'm hugging you over here, because he's get where we're going. But Stoudy, what about his range too? The step back just wop wop. Then I could take you on the glass, hit you with the 1-2, fade away off glass, foul, and you like, I don't get it. It's filthy. Dude is loaded. Man, that stuff is crazy. And Dallas traded him. And Micah got
and
traded.
And they might be better.
Great. I'm going to give
great.
You.
Great, he can cook. What if Dallas is better?
But talk to me
Why would Dallas be better now without Luka? Possibly.
Because they got lucky and got the number one pick.
That's part of it.
And they're the other
but
part
now they
of
can play
team.
Like a team.
Well, they already did, because they got to the finals with Luka's 90.
Okay, again, how long ago?
2 years ago.
Okay, that's my point. Like, you can't win that way. And they absolutely got smoked in the finals. Smoked. At least when Harden was doing it, he got as close as you could possibly get to knocking off a great team with that style of play, and he couldn't even.
Yeah, they showed Michael Jordan, who's looking like Daryl Dawkins. I don't know. That's not my Jordan. And put the drink down, Mike. But I'm gonna say this because your eyes bloodshot. You survive Z, but you're my dude. But I will say this, Donnie. I would love to hear Larry Bird or Michael Jordan talk about how good Luka is.
They would tell you the same thing. He's a great player. He's a great offensive player.
But Stein, it ain't great. It's incredible.
Okay. It's incredible.
That's all I'm looking for. My gosh, the dude is a walking bucket. Slow as molasses. That's what kills me. It's like I'm going at my pace.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Everything's got to be catered to him. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. You guys say I'm talking about him like he stinks. I know he's great. I'm just saying when you get to that level, I don't think guys like playing with him.
Well, that you ain't got a fool.
When
got
you say
that.
Now that
LeBron didn't look
huge.
Like he was.
That's a huge issue.
Yeah. But I'm not saying Josh Ram, Luka's a one-man show in a team sport. I get it. But, yeah.
Joel's in Berkeley. What's up, Joel? How you doing?
Hey, a couple of things I wanted to say. Shout out to Buster for trying something different. Time.
Yeah.
I hope it works. And then the other thing is, like, you know, I'm a Kuminga fan, and I do think, though, that the rebounds and the assists that he kind of added into his game a little bit there, especially the assists. I think he's a much better passer. It looks like he worked on it. I don't know. But maybe he's always been a great passer, and I missed it. But he was a great passer last night. And then the other thing is I'm going to include Moody in this, too, because I think he plays some great on-ball defense. But between Moody and GP and this Richard kid, man, we got some dudes with long arms and big hands, and there are going to be no passing lanes open.
Man.
I'm telling you, that those dudes with the super long arms and the big giant pan hands, the passing lanes are closed. They're closed. Do not do that. And I don't think Richard got – I saw him alter, like, just barely tipped two shots last night. I know they don't give you they don't give you credit for a block unless you slap it back in somebody's face or something. But tipping a shot on its way out of the guy's hands – and then it misses the bucket by 2 feet. That's a block in my book. But he did that twice last night, didn't get credit for either one of those. And I think he caused two or three loose balls, too, that I don't think he got credit for. That kid is everywhere.
Yeah.
He's like little blue slime. He's on you.
Nice.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Stoddy, and you talk about the four-year college players, and I don't want to get – over my skis, but I told you he stood out when, I watched him in the preseason. I'm like, damn, okay, it's preseason. But, dude, he got 14 minutes from a coach Steve Kerr to where you got to be on it. So we'll see. It's fun to think about and then watch him go out and make some contributions.
This from Patton Lee. Pat, this is from fraudulent.
Yeah, I got you. What's he laughing?
He just, these guys are funny. Steiny, can we finally give up the notion that JK is a non-shooter? Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. He shot 30% from three-point range last year, but last night he was 4 for 6. So yeah, I think in one night he's going to get all the respect. It's not about whether it's about will he ever get good enough for them to guard him out there. That's the next goal.
The sentence for Kuminga. Over if they come out like I get you, I get that.
Well, I don't think it's over because
it becomes easier for him though if pump fake by you,
right?
Know?
But I still when people last caller, he's a great passer. Kuminga's not a great passer,
and I wouldn't say.
But what he's done this preseason is he's just made the simple pass to the right guy who's open, and it has opened things up for him because I think he was holding it a count or two too long to try to make something happen. And when he gives it up right away, things keep moving. And then when it eventually comes back to him, I think he's in a better spot to score or to pass.
Yeah.
That's just the way I look at it.
And here I go. I'm going to quit doing my Luka thing, but our guy Jim Molay. And this is why I hate plus minus, Donnie. Luka -8 last night. That game is over by halftime if that Lakers didn't have Luka. So that's why sometimes plus minus can be unfair. The only reason they were in the game is his brilliance.
They weren't in that game, in my mind.
They were down 1 at half.
Right, and then they got down 17. They were down
went on a 9-0 run.
Right, they were down. Right. So the Lakers had 2 4-minute runs in that game.
Okay, got it.
That's it.
And it got to within 6 right, in the fourth with 3:30 left.
That's every NBA game.
Mm.
Like, I'm sorry. The Warriors totally controlled that game as far as I'm concerned. And you know what? Here's the other thing. It's the perfect game for Luka to get 43. Like, it's perfect. You know why? Because he can just score and we can just continue to lead by 12 points. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, the Warriors didn't
matter. Yeah, if he had a center that could catch a lob. Aiden's hands are just, my gosh, you should just put cast on him. And then Richard help comes weak side defense, knocks the ball out of his hand. He's right there about to go up, and Richard just comes, give me that.
Oh.
Come on, Aiden. How long you been around?
Do you remember how much you wanted him?
That's why I should be in a Napa State white jacket, because I'm crazy. I wanted him.
I know.
Now I know why they didn't want him. His hands are stones.
CJ is in L.A. What's up, CJ? How you doing, buddy?
What up, fellas? Last night, I was in the building, and I got a little flashback.
Nice.
I was at opening night in 2021. In 2021, yeah. In L.A., what happened at the end of that year? We got that title.
Mm.
That same game.
Oh, what's he got?
Jordan Poole was balling. Jordan Poole was balling that day. And I knew from day one, I'm like, if we're really trying to hang another banner, we need a young kid to step up and be great. I think JK could be what Poole was for us in the 2021-2022 season. And honestly, obviously, we get calls both sides of the fences and all of that. But most of the haters that hate JK, they don't have an athletic bone in their body. It's just that simple. And, like, also to point out last year, Kerr, within, like, 15 minutes of them playing, said that Jimmy and JK combo doesn't work. And that was actually insane. And I love Kerr, top 10 coach ever. But for him to give us just not even barely a quarter of minutes to kind of work with that chemistry was insane. And it took Jimmy to come out in game three to say, we could work, we could thrive, and now Steve Kerr finally wants to listen. But anyways, about more of Kuminga, throughout these times, he's been looking over his back, and Stanley, you play ball, like, you know you need a rhythm. Like, all these guys aren't Curry and Jordan and Kobe. Like, they need to have a rhythm and play through mistakes.
No doubt.
We all know the reason why Kuminga didn't get that opportunity. There's reasons we wanted Chip the first year, so we can't say nothing to Kerr about that. But over that time, we had some grace, especially the real fans who are the Oracle fans. Like, yeah. We knew, like, you win a championship, you have a little grace with us. So now it's time to do that two timeline period. They just didn't do it. They got a little greedy. We got knocked out by the Lakers in round two, but we could have definitely groomed JK and got him to this point way sooner.
Hey,
but other than that, go ahead.
No, I was going to say good stuff, but we both played, man. I didn't mean to make you laugh.
I'm sorry. No, my bad, good. Not for sure. My bad. Sorry, but I know Stein always brags about his college career. So my bad. I didn't know that out there.
Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it. And there it is. Like, there it is. And I think he's right on the money. Kuminga was really good last night. Helped the Warriors win. Did a little bit of everything. What's going to be his role tomorrow?
Yep.
Forget how he's going to play. Yeah. I don't know. How he's going to play.
You already know me. I'm pro. I hate to do the pro committee, but Steiny, if that's what you got from game one, why wouldn't you continue that? That's just me.
Well, because first of all, the Denver Nuggets are much different than the LA Lakers.
You need size.
But what if Kerr believes Moody fits better with certain lineup?
I got you.
So
I'm just telling you what I would do. Why did he laugh so hard when I said we both play?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Because, you know, you're thirsty.
Well, I'm still playing.
I know. So you're still really thirsty. Super thirsty. overly thirsty.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to the Guru in San Jose. Wants the quick jump in with Kuminga and Vitello.
What's up,
Not
Goo?
Dick Vitale. Vitello.
Yeah. Vitello. Yeah. Hey, guys. What's going on? Great show. I wanted to give props to JK. I'll be frank. I've been one of JK's biggest critics over the past couple of years, and the way that he's played, the way that he's approached the game. But this preseason and coming into this year so far, he's played the right way, and it's playing dividends. You know, I think one of the things that he saw over the past couple of days is actually, frankly, guys like Dyson Daniels and guys like Christian Brown getting paid by their respective teams for playing the role that they're supposed to play. And I think a message got sent to JK like, hey, if you play your role and you do what you're supposed to do, you're going to get paid. And so I'm really happy with how JK has approached the initial part of this year is so far. Obviously, he has to keep it up. And one point about like Tony Vitello, I watch college baseball and I watch the SEC and that guy, Tony Vitello, brought that program back from like the dumps that Tennessee baseball was not anything to be spoken of. And he brought that, that baseball program from nothing into one of the best programs in the country, right? So he has a lot of baseball knowledge. The Giants needed two things in my mind. They needed a guy who could help development at the major league level, and they needed a guy who could make in-game adjustments. And Tony Vitello is both. Now, is it a risk? Okay. Yeah, it is a risk. And I think his passion will get in. It has a chance to rub people the wrong way, especially the guys who've been in pro ball for a long time. But yeah, that's my take on it.
Thanks, Guru. Good stuff. Appreciate it. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Warriors. They opened their season with a win against the Lakers last night, and the Giants have themselves a new manager, Tony Vitello, who last coached at the University of Tennessee. First manager who's ever been hired without any playing or coaching experience at the major league level. If you want to weigh in on that, you can do that too at 888-957-9570. You can also head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Goo by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. That segment also sponsored by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing.
your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.